Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Today we celebrate the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. In the Gospel, we are treated to hearing the story of the Annunciation. In order for us to fathom and appreciate this great Gospel story and its powerful message, we have to understand the context to which it is set in. Mary, at present, is a young Jewish girl. Scholars estimate her age between 14, 15, 16 years old. She's living in Nazareth with her parents. Nazareth is a small rural town isolated from the central roads of commerce. Many of the people of the town are farmers, struggling year after year to make a living for their families. Mary is engaged to be married to Joseph, a carpenter, who will make a decent living. By marrying Joseph, a good and righteous Jew, Mary is bringing honor to her family. She has her whole life in front of her and to look forward to. Everything is going well for her. Mary is going to marry Joseph, the man she loves, and start a family with him, and live in Nazareth, her hometown. And so all of Mary's hopes and dreams are coming true. Yet, suddenly, the angel Gabriel appears to her and turns her entire world upside down. He tells her that she will give birth to the Son of God, who will bring about salvation to the world. And yet, it is all contingent upon her agreeing to play this important part in God's plan of salvation. In light of this message from the angel Gabriel, Mary is now taking on many risks. First, by saying yes and agreeing to God's plan, she risks her own marriage with Joseph. Eventually, Joseph will find out that she's pregnant, and he will feel betrayed, and the marriage will be over with. Second, she risks dishonoring her family because of the scandal of her pregnancy. Again, people will find out that Mary is pregnant, and that the child is not Joseph's. So this will bring great dishonor to her family. Finally, Mary is taking the ultimate risk, the risk of her life. According to Jewish law during the ancient times, if one was caught in adultery, it was a sin punishable by stoning to death. So Mary is risking everything in her life that has meaning and value. Yet, how does she respond to the angel Gabriel? She says, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Mary has now turned her life over to God. She has completely surrendered herself to the will of God. And see, that's the lesson. Mary is giving us a powerful lesson in the spiritual life. If we truly want to receive Christ into our life, then we must completely turn our life over to God, surrender to God's will. Now, does Mary completely and fully understand what is going to happen to her? No, not at all. That's why she doesn't understand how she's going to conceive. She asks the angel Gabriel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" Yet, Mary trusts, and she puts her complete faith in God, knowing that God will take care of her and protect her. Knowing all these risks involved with her saying yes, she places her complete trust in God. And now Mary is ready and properly disposed to receive Christ in her life. My friends, we must do the same thing. Do we truly, fully, and understand or grasp God's plan for us in life? No, not at all. Yet, Like Mary, we must put our faith and our trust in God. Yet, what is the potential problem that we face? Well, it's the problem of the ego. The ego must be in charge of my life. It is my life, my will. I determine what I do. I determine my actions or what I say. I determine what's right or wrong. See, the ego is constantly looking at the world or at our life through our own perspective. It is constantly raising the question, what's in it for me? What can I get out of this? My friends, it's a basic biblical truth. The more we turn inwardly to ourselves, the more we follow our ego, the more our ego governs our life, the more we turn away from God. Where do we see this? Well, throughout the entire Bible. Take, for example, the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis, with Adam and Eve and the fall from grace. They reach out and try and grasp the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the fruit in which God specifically intended them not to eat. Now, why do they want to eat that fruit? Because they see God as a rival. They think that if they can eat that fruit from that tree, that they will be like God. They will now be divine, just like God is. Now they will govern themselves. And so in that act for grasping at that fruit, they are actually grasping at divinity, at God. And in that action, they usher in original sin into the world. Better yet, that act is the sin of self-centeredness. It's the sin of the ego. It's the sin of one turning inwardly to oneself. And the momentum of that sin of self-centeredness of the ego now enters into the world. Yet notice, Mary does just the opposite of Adam and Eve. Mary turns her entire will over to God. She completely surrenders to God. What does Adam and Eve do? They act upon their own will, and therefore they grasp at God. In doing so, the momentum of sin enters the world. Yet Mary is just the opposite. She completely surrenders herself to the will of God. And now, Jesus Christ is able to enter into this world because of Mary turning her life over to God. And in doing so, now Mary reverses that momentum of sin in this world, the sin of the ego. Now it is reversed completely through the presence of Jesus Christ entering into this world. My friends, that's why the early church fathers refer to Mary as the new Eve. She reverses that momentum of sin that was originally created by Adam and Eve, and now becomes the vehicle in which Jesus Christ will enter into this world and restore it. Notice how the angel Gabriel first addresses Mary. He says, "Hail, full of grace." Hail. Hail in Latin is Ave, and we sing the song Ave Maria, Hail Mary. Well, when you reverse Ave, the word is now Eva or Eve. Mary now becomes the great model of faith for us all. The message is very clear and powerful. If we truly want to receive Christ into our life, we can only do so by turning our life over to God. We too must utter those words, those powerful words of Mary. May it be done to me according to your word. One important thing that we have to be aware of is when we turn our life over to God, we must turn our life completely over to God, completely and fully surrender to God's will. We must not hold anything back. Why is this important? Because if we hold something back from God, then there's the tendency to think that we know what God's plan is for us. Sometimes we may think we're doing God's will, following God's plan, but in reality, we're not. We're following our will, our plan. Let me give you a great example of this. Joseph. Joseph, in the Gospel of Matthew, when he finds out that Mary is pregnant, he decides to quietly divorce her. Now, Joseph is still in love with Mary. He still cares for her. And that's why he wants to quietly divorce her. He wants to still make sure that Mary's family will take her in and care for her, and that she won't be subjected to the punishment of adultery. Joseph believes that he is caring for Mary's well-being and has her best interests at stake. He believes what he is doing is right for both Mary as well as himself. Yet what happens? The angel Gabriel is sent to Joseph in a dream, and in that dream, Gabriel reassures Joseph to take Mary as his wife. He tells him that the child that she is carrying is the Son of God, and that he will bring about salvation for the entire world. Well, when Joseph wakes up, he does exactly what Mary does. He completely surrenders to God's will. Now, Joseph, like Mary, he doesn't necessarily completely and fully understand God's plan or the part that he is going to play. Yet, like Mary, he places his complete trust and faith in God. My friends, Mary, as well as Joseph, teach us a very powerful lesson in the spiritual life. If we truly want to receive Christ in our life, then we must turn our life over to God, completely surrender to the will of God. Friends, we may not know fully God's plan for us. We might not necessarily see the big picture as God does, yet that's okay. Both Mary and Joseph did not completely or fully understand God's plan for them. Yet, what we must do, and what is crucial and essential for us all, is like Mary and Joseph, place our trust and our faith in God. We must trust and have faith that God loves each and every one of us. Place your trust and have faith in God's plan of salvation, of which each and every one of us all play a part in. Furthermore, we must place our trust in our faith that God wants nothing but the best for each and every one of us. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.